Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Thank you for joining us as we focus on the good in our lives. When we look around us through the eyes of God, it's all good.
God is so
present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
God is so good. God is so good.
Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. Melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
He's so good.
Exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me.
Father in heaven, we praise you for your faithfulness. As we look at the circumstances all around us in light of who you are, forever faithful, please help us to see that it is all good. Not because everything we see makes us happy, but because we can see you in it. We see your love giving us strength through tough times. When answers just aren't enough, there is Jesus. Our loving Savior who loved us so much that He gave His life in payment for our sins so that we might live. And that we might live in Your presence, Father, for all eternity. God, help us to think on these things during this call to worship You, that we might be able to keep our eyes on You today. Amen.
The cold night of sin I did roam.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please let your friends know that they're welcome to join us each week on this station at this same time. And let them know that they can listen in to a Call to Worship radio program at their convenience when they visit the Call to Worship website. There's a very long list of topics to choose from, and each one includes a playlist of songs included in the program. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. I can't thank you enough for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support to this ministry. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Thank you.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Yeah.
thank you that you've made us worthy to come into your presence. What a wonderful joy, by a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter of my head. Thank you, Jesus.
You do not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, it is true that events, things, circumstances around us many times just plain don't look good to us. And that is very real in the flesh. God has provided a way for us to see things the way that He does and to recognize that it's all good. James 1, as we begin our study in God's Word, to see from His perspective how it is good. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When Joseph was painfully treated harshly by his brothers, God meant it for good. We find that account in Genesis chapter 50. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did to him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee, now the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spoke unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." From Romans chapter 8, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one. For God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And He is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, "For your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep." No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Folks, we can follow the example of one of the 10 lepers. You may remember the account found in Luke chapter 17. "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem," that is Christ, "that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Folks, when God has healed you physically, be that one leper. Remember to thank God. And when God has made you whole spiritually, rewarding your faith, praise Him. It's all good. Some of the final instructions for the church at Thessalonica from the Apostle Paul, found in 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We close from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to Himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet, they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Dear God, help us to live every moment in Your Word, to savor it as a delicious bowl of soup, so that we are so filled with the way that You think that we will see things the way that You do in the light of eternity. And it's all good.
Done for us, and now let the
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've gotten a godly perspective and keep a godly perspective so we can give thanks in everything. It's all good. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Romans 8, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?